Think there's a lot to worry about today. Isn't any different today than it was last or Friday? Probably not. Only our consciousness has been changed by the reality of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. I've been reading some of these blogs. For those of you who are just joining us, Jennifer and I spent the last hour talking about this. Most every radio program is going to deal with this today. Much of what is on the so-called news channels that did such a horribly inappropriate, unintelligent, just wrong coverage of this thing starting on Friday and through the weekend. It was so painful to watch Wolf Blitzer reaching for something that may or may not have been...
Are you pretending to be him right now?
No, I just started to hear something in my ear and I wasn't sure what it was. It was so just horrible watching these people trying to come up with something that they couldn't come up with.
How do you talk about this, though?
Well, that's the point. Why did they have to stay there? Why did they have to do as they are? I mean, we have to talk about it today because there are a lot of people who are listening to the program that need to hear something different. And that's why
to talk about it. I mean, I think that's important.
Right.
And then the difference in the thing that makes radio really beautiful over TV is that we can all chat together about it. Where TV, you kind of just have to listen and you're constantly consuming
Listen to the same voices saying the same banal stuff over and over again. You see the same video repeated. And it's like the callers here. I have said I don't want to hear from people who are going to tell me that it's not the guns, it's the user, it's not the gun. This is not about that. I'm going to ask everybody here, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and you can go. I'm reading some of the comments that are online. Jennifer's following this by posting this anarchist soccer mom blog at Doug Steffen.
I posted it yesterday.
All right, I thought it was posted today. Sorry, Richie, I don't want to take
away.
You can't take away Richie's glory.
Well, but we have comments on it already.
Yeah.
So there's conversation.
We need to have that. But I want to, and I'm going to start it because I want to set the tone, but I want to hear, the first thing that came to my mind actually when I heard this on Friday was knowing I'd have to talk about it on Monday, whether Rich's son would say to his father on his way to school, "Dad, am I going to get shot in school today?" Because that was the reaction. Am I going to get shot when I go to the mall? Am I going to get shot if I go to the movies?
Yep.
And it's a legitimate question that parents need to deal with.
And many of my friends have been asking on Facebook all weekend long, do we talk to our kids about that?
Yes.
Because are the older kids in school going to be talking about it, and are they going to come home scared? We don't want to talk to our... I have a friend who said, it doesn't feel right to talk to my kid about this.
Right.
But they go to a school where there's sixth graders and seventh graders.
Who do you want to give them the first information?
Right.
Do you want to come from you, or do you want it to come...
And that's
if these
debate.
Kids can get a hold of the stuff they get a hold of at 6, 7, 8 years old, informationally, because they all have those damnable iPhones, and they look at it, and they see mothers and fathers give them these things, so they're able to get at stuff that parents don't even begin to understand what these children are being exposed to. Never mind all the horrific, violent video games that are a part of the problem, but there is just so much to this that won't get discussed in 24 hours. It won't get discussed in 24 days, 24 months, maybe even 24 years, because it's taken a long time for us to get to this point. But make no mistake about it. This is not about guns in the sense that guns are available, they aren't available, you take them away from people, make them harder to get, blah, 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 blah. That's one of the things that needs to be considered in this. But when you dig down, you really drill into this. How many of you know a child who's been reared by a single parent, perhaps? That's not the whole problem, but again, the parent trying to curry favor with a single child or two children. This woman brought this kid to a gun range and exposed him to all of that stuff at a very early age. I hear people who call this program say, "Yeah, I've taught my kid how to shoot and be responsible and stuff." It is even deeper than that. This mother had a problem with alcohol, and it goes back to when she was pregnant. This kid, this fetus, was exposed to alcohol and other things Now, it doesn't always equal a problem, but there's so many autistic children around today. Some of it is alcohol and drug related. Some of it comes from some other, but it's all chemical content. Asperger's, autism, those things are caused by an imbalance in your chemical makeup. And that stuff comes about in part because there's so many people using so many drugs, taking legal prescriptions, taking drugs illegally. I went to see the movie Flight over the weekend, and it all pretty much deals with alcoholism and abuse of drugs and that kind of stuff and how rampant it is. I mean, if you watch that movie, you never get another damn airplane in your
life.
That's
why I didn't want to watch it.
So, you know, there's that to be considered. But this is a very complicated problem. Once the kid is born, has this trouble, the advertising that comes from these great big corporate gigantic companies that are selling chocoholic this and sugarful that, and kids eat that before they go to school. They bounce off the walls. They get prescription drugs from the psychologist at school that's aimed to keep them down. They get hooked on that, and it just goes on and on and on. This is a very deep, very difficult, not to be dealt with simplistically problem. So, having said that, I am certainly eager to hear from a lot of folks at 800-510-8255. Roberta, what was your first reaction when you heard this on Friday afternoon?
My first reaction is, why does anybody have an automatic weapon?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was my first reaction. It's the same type of weapon that they give to troops in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yep.
I mean, why does a private citizen have to have a semi-automatic weapon? It makes no sense. And why isn't... Why aren't guns licensed where you have to have training, where you have to show that you know how to use a weapon, that they know who you are and who has it? I am not in favor of gun control to the point where I think people should be allowed to have weapons if they want. But I am in favor of having training, of having licensing, and I am in favor of doing away with automatic weapons. I mean, there is no use, there is no reason why anybody should have one, because an automatic weapon is
that's
for
not
one
what
thing
the,
and
the
one
response
thing only.
Is going to come that maybe there isn't a use for it, we have a right to get at them, and well, that's what the response is going to be.
The bad guys, here's the thing. I mean, as long as there are automatic weapons in existence in the world, the bad guys are going to have them. And, you know, I think the first thing that got to me is, what makes it okay? How can you and I, Roberta and Rich mm-hmm. and Doug, go to a shooting range? How can we shoot a gun and we're okay? We're not going out to shoot everybody else. But how, I mean, I think the biggest issue here.
But Roberta brings up a good point. Why are mm-hmm. these available in the general market? Why aren't they just restricted to men and women who are
uniform? The kid was turned down for a gun 3 days before.
Why does the mother even have to have one?
Right.
Agreed.
That's my point. Why is it even out there?
Let me tell you something.
And why isn't this regulated? You need a license to drive a car. You need a license to fly an airplane. You don't need a license and training to own a weapon? To me, that's absolute lunacy.
I think if you have a license, you do have to go through a training period. I went through one. The NRA actually went through it twice.
You don't have to do any.
I took a 10-minute test at the NRA.
That's all it is.
It's a 10-minute written test.
It's written.
Why did I have to go through a whole course?
Because you shot two dogs that belonged to somebody on your farm, and that was the court ruling.
Yeah.
Is that true?
But it's also for handguns. I think for handguns, you need more lines, at least in New York. You need licensing and training.
800-510-8255. The other question that's been asked about this fellow with a family, Peter Lanza, is the father who basically left the child and the mother to their own. He apparently is an executive at GE Financial. And when the family got divorced, I'm told that she got $240,000 a year alimony. Is that what everybody else has basically heard about her and the situation? So there was no man around. We don't know much, and maybe we don't need to know much about why there's a divorce. Or maybe that does help understand what was going on with this kid who had basically no contact, from what I can figure, in looking around with his father.
Well, they divorced in 2008, so the kid was 16.
Well, okay.
So
3 or 4 years ago. 800-510-8255. What is this father's responsibility in all of this, one way or the other? And is it just about this incident? The answer is no.
No.
It's not just about this incident. It is much, much,
I think
much.
The most profound thing that Barack Obama, that President Obama said yesterday during that speech that he gave at the service was that he's had to do this four times during his administration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. It seems like it's happening once, twice, three times a year now.
And they all involved automatic weapons. And they all involved.
And they all involved.
And 20-year-old boys.
Mentally ill 20-year-old boys.
Mentally ill youngsters.
And they all involved youngsters who were kind of out of step with the rest of their community.
Yeah.
And youngsters who were avid gamers.
If we don't get a handle on this mental illness thing, it's,
and
it doesn't
causing
matter.
It.
They were all gamers.
Yeah. I'm looking at, the violent video games.
And that's another thing. They've become desensitized to violence. And the line between reality and make-believe is clouded for these kids.
Here's a fellow online, KO, writes, whoever did this isn't mentally ill. They're just plain hateful and evil. I hope the authorities are able to trace the all of the people connected with this, including gun dealers, and prosecute them. I don't know what that means, but... Anyway, it's 18 after the hour, and good day.
All righty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
this is
like
another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, all of us here to deal with that which everyone is talking about. I will promise you we will not devote the whole program tomorrow to this, but pretty much everything today needs to be set around this discussion and the reality. I guess there's so many different things here. I'm looking at a Facebook posting of all of the children. Anna Marquez Green, Emil Alice Parker, Jesse Lewis, that face, my God, what a wonderful face.
Oh, there's some beautiful
Grace
movies.
McDonald.
Okay. I can't look at it.
Charlotte Bacon. They're babies. Josephine Gay, Chase Kowalski, James Mattioli, I believe it's M-A-T-T-I, Mattioli. Caroline Previti, Jessica Rakos, Noah Posner, Olivia Engel, and then the adults. This is an aside. These people on these various websites, I'd look through Facebook and then went to Yahoo. It's just so incredible that these guys are not sensitive enough to take away the advertising. So when you go to this and you want to look at it and they throw their crap in there that they want you to buy. I mean, you talk about insensitivity.
You notice, NBC, I guess it was, just kept running the promos for the 12-12-12 concert in Red Cross, just over and over and over again. The night of the shooting, they wouldn't run any commercial breaks during the news coverage. They just ran promos for Give the Red Cross for
tragedies. Commercials are okay, but there's a certain point. I don't know. Anyway, 800-510-8255. I've told you what I think. In retrospect, it's not about guns. It's not about, and we have a lot of people, and I wish you would save your calls for the other political talk radio programs later in the day, where you're going to go back and forth. The right-wingers are going to talk about gun control and can't take my guns away from me and yada, yada, yada. And the left-wingers are going to say we've got to have gun control. This is not about
so much bigger than gun control right now.
This is a national sickness. And people who just pass it off, I heard you talking to a soldier in El Paso. John, I heard you talking to Rich, so I'm going to let you repeat what you said, and then maybe we'll have an examination of what you said. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, like I said, I'm in the U.S. Army, and we've spent billions of dollars fighting evil across the world. And unfortunately, we've seen four instances of evil at home here. And I agree with you, Doug. This is more than just gun control on a fight about how to get the guns, what guns we're supposed to have. We need to be spending billions of dollars, if necessary, not with this hate rhetoric that we have in this country, not only in our political system, but in our social economic or social standing system we have in this country. And we need to come together as a country, because I don't hear Americans loving on Americans. I hear Americans tearing down Americans. And my son's 5 years old, and when I heard about this on Friday, I went and picked him up from school. And I spent the entire weekend just thanking God that I had my five-year-old son with me. I'm divorced, and I had him this weekend, and I just couldn't believe somebody would destroy all those innocent lives.
Well, they're not seeing them as innocent lives. They see them just as, they don't see, everything's blurred for people who are in the condition this kid Lanza was in. Thanks for your thoughts, sir. Appreciate the call. 28 after the hour.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
O'Reilly. It's not easy finding holiday gifts and staying within your budget. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and find great gift ideas starting at $6.99, including Performance Tool Hex Set, Dorsey 4-LED Waterproof Flashlight, Slide Tire Pressure Gauge, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts has your holiday shopping in the bag. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, you read the news over the weekend, no doubt, and you have followed this. This is the job that we have here, and I say we, collectively speaking about people who do what we are doing here on the air. There's a sort of sacredness to this in my mind, having done it for as long as I've done it. There's a sacred reflection that comes, and sometimes it's easy to verbalize and sometimes it is not. But I think that Roberta and Rich and Jennifer and I and the others that you will listen to today have a responsibility when it comes to the sacred side of this. Children this age are not to ever be exposed to this kind of horror. The fact that they have been and are gone is a responsibility that you bear, that I bear, we all bear, because we don't have the strength and the starch to deal with the real issue and the real, or perhaps plural, the real issues here. So we have a pretty serene, quiet community that's pretty upscale, and people are kind of glued together, you think. I mean, I've heard this 15 times, but I've heard it once this weekend. This is such a nice town. That's the most moronic way to look at this. There are these kinds of people everywhere. We have created a sea of monsters because of alcohol, drugs, because of these video games, because of our success as a society. We have created monsters. I have two children. They are both in their 30s. Over the weekend, visiting with them, my son is a drug and alcohol rehab counselor here in Los Angeles. And we talked about, he said to me, Dad, you have no idea, no idea how easy it is to get all of this stuff, how many people are hooked on it, how many people are dysfunctional at early ages, teenagers.
Especially prescriptions now.
And you can get stuff out of the drug. Out of the
so
drug.
Easy.
There you can get, you can go online and get these phony prescription forms and fill them out and go get them filled.
they're doctors. I mean, they're doctors. You can go. You see them on the side of the road. You get a prescription, and you can mix it however you want.
And then,
I mean, in my neighborhood, people cook it. I mean, they go and get cold medicine and cook it in their garage and explode the whole neighborhood.
In your neighborhood?
Seriously, yes, in my neighborhood.
Great, Jen.
So it's just, it is exasperating, and I don't want to stop it. It's not my job to stop it. My job is to go into my soul and into my head and think about these, try to engage you in some sort of reflection on how wonderful life is, for the most part, on so many of our days. But then you get shaken to the core by this sort of thing that could happen any place. It's happened 4 times in, the last year. And it isn't, people say, I've got to go pray to God. Well, is God going to give you the answer? Maybe God is going to give you the answer.
All started praying, maybe it would help.
Somehow or other, there's got to be more than this stupid, simplistic debate about gun control. And the teachers in their role, this town had a model school system. Children coming out of the school system in this town really did pretty well. We're having a big debate in my community about the teachers in the school system. They don't have a contract, and the teachers getting angry. And then you look at the results of what they do, and look at here in Los Angeles, where Jennifer and I are, the just total dysfunction of the school system. Is it the school system's job to spot, see, and do something about these sorts of problems? Some people say it is, some people say it isn't. People say it isn't home.
To be fair, teachers are so limited. I mean, the good teachers, my mom is a teacher. Yeah. If I told you the stuff that she sees and the stuff that she deals with, the kids doing drugs right on campus, and she can't do anything about it. Mm. And there's so much disrespect. I mean, as much as like to say this.
Disrespect? Horrible.
I was on the phone with her the other day, calling her, because I call her every morning and check in, and she's walking to her classroom, and she says, honey, get off the skateboard. You can't ride it on campus. The lady's like, F you, B. And would you ever talk to authority like that? You would never.
Well, that's part of the whole overall, so I'm saying, Jennifer.
And that's part of the problem.
This is an extraordinarily complex problem.
And then there's this whole, I'm locked on this mental health issue thing. There's no answer. If you haven't read the blog from this mother, the anarchist mom blogger, who says, my son is this kid.
Right, she sees it in him.
Yep. And she says, the only thing, I have to hide my knives in Tupperware and then hide them somewhere in the house because I'm afraid, because he's threatened me with it. She says, the only thing that the social worker can tell me is to have him arrested on charges and have him put in prison.
So was he 13,
I
think?
Even,
the kid's 13
even
or 14.
Yeah.
Is that the
and
only
look at
answer
the responses.
We have?
The responses
it
to
is.
That blog is amazing. How many parents responded saying, my gosh, this is my child, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had people on my Facebook page saying there's a fourth grader who mutters under his breath that he can't wait to go and kill everybody. I mean, these kind of things are just weird. And Doug and I were talking about this earlier, and you guys kind of missed out. But I think part of it is that as a society, we're trying to make everybody the same. We always want kids to be successful at everything. No one can be good at one thing, and someone can be good at something else. And so we kind of push these troubled kids into the whole middle of the pack because we don't want to recognize that there's a problem. So it's so much easier to go after guns. I wish that's what it was all about, because guns don't have a brain and a heart and they're not a sweet baby face. But it's like we have to figure out what we're doing, and we can't keep passing people through the system.
If anything good comes out of this, maybe there are a few parents of kids like this right now that are struggling to figure out how to handle their kid that will seek help. Because, at some point, you're a parent. You know what's going on inside your kid's head. And you know that this is a possibility. Mm-hmm. You have to do something.
The thing, too, is where does a fourth grader get the idea, I want to go out. I can't wait till I go out and kill somebody. This is not a thing that a child would not normally think about. So where do they get this idea?
We get it.
Video games, TV, violent shows.
We are suffering all day today.
We are suffering from the excesses of success. That's part of this. Chet is in Goldendale, Washington. Go ahead, Chet. You're on with all of us here on Good Day.
Well, I'm glad that the discussion's happening. I just wish it was more of an honest discussion for the plain fact that when you cannot get the terms correct, all you're doing is throwing gas on the fire. I woke up this morning and turned the radio on.
What does that mean?
And I hear you referring to these weapons as automatic rifles. They're not.
What difference does it make what kind of guns they are? That's a specious, foolish argument. So
actually,
Roberta made a mistake.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is, too.
Most certainly is not.
Yes, it
because
is.
Because that is what the gun grabbers use.
No, we're not
time.
Gun grabbers. We're not even talking about that. If you listen
Maybe
to the
not,
context of the conversation.
You
no,
sir,
be quiet for a minute, will you, please? Just be quiet for a second.
And
what we are,
Richie, I don't think
I'm putting
so.
Him on hold. Hold on just a second. What we have here is
failure
again,
to communicate.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not listening to what's being said because you're so blinded by your own fanatical interest in the guns. That's not what we're talking about. We're not even... So Roberta said they're automatic, semi-automatic. That's not what we're talking about. It has not anything to do with guns, whether they're automatic or unautomatic or whatever the hell they are. This is not about guns. This is about maybe there's some... There are some people who are
so it's certainly a part of the conversation.
So sick in their need to have these things around, but that isn't really what the problem is. It is part of it because we allow it to become part of it, but it isn't the real problem. I don't think any of you and any of us, if we were to sit in a room together and actually really probe into what's going on in your family, in your community, your church, wherever it is that you spend time socially, that you can honestly say this is about guns. It is so much deeper than that. And the simplistic stuff, and I'm sorry, I get annoyed with it, and I ought not to get annoyed, because that's part of the problem. We don't listen. Everything goes past us. It's like, okay, this, that, or the other. So we understand that Roberta made a mistake, and a lot of people called and said she made a mistake. And she understands that she made a mistake.
I said semi-automatic weapons. That's what this was. This is what he used.
Yeah.
I mean,
whatever.
Well, I don't understand where that, unless they misheard what I was saying.
Well, let me take a shot at putting Tom on the air and see what he says. Go ahead, Tom. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Good morning, Doug. I'm from El Paso.
Sorry for using the term.
I'm appalled, as we all are, by this horrific incident. I think. You're on the right track when you're saying that the guns are kind of irrelevant. That isn't the problem. By way of example, a week or so ago, there was some whack job up in Colorado that went in and killed
it. Yeah, we know all of that, Tom. We got all that. We all know the history. We know what has happened. What do you have to offer in terms of some kind of a solution? What goes on in your life?
Well, the system that got invaded, the school, ought to be the identification system, as well as isolating and educating, you know, for identifying these people and going about trying to assist them before they become a problem.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think that's what we're trying to do, is get people to identify. I think the best comment that I've heard is the stuff following the blog. Jennifer, what do we have following us, the Facebook and Twitter comments that we have on our own social media site? Where are we going there?
Well, we've been talking about how people are addressing this with their kids today before they go off to school, and we've gotten a few comments on that. The question is, will you talk to your children about what happened in Connecticut before you send them to school this morning? And people are kind of all over the board. Yvonne says, only if they ask. If the children are young, K through three, I don't believe they should have been watching the news to begin with. Troy said, I would like to know where you heard that autism starts in the womb due to drinking, Doug. My wife never drank during her pregnancy, and our son has autism. No one of his doctors have ever mentioned this.
Let me address that. Mm-hmm. When I said that there's a chemical reason for autism, and if I didn't make it clear, let me make it clear. In many instances where this has happened, there are those who think that it comes because of silver or some form of chemical element that gets into your system when children have shots when they're young. There are some that think it comes from some sort of vaccine that mothers have. What I was trying to underscore was that it happens because of a chemical imbalance in the system of the mother. And it has happened and frequently has happened as a result of abuse of alcohol on the part, or drugs on the part of the mother of these things. I didn't say it was that way in every case. So
I actually want to finish this comment,
yeah,
though. This
go
is
ahead.
Troy's
yeah.
comment, because it is important, because along the same side as us paying attention to people who might need our help, trouble kids, you don't also want to start profiling everyone that is also handling their issues. And so he continues, this sounds like a person profiling mentally ill children. My son has been taught how to shoot guns and respect guns. He is fully functional and knows the damage they can do, and I know without a doubt he would never touch them. I handled them with him. Stop being so focused on mentally challenged people and focus on the issue. Mental health care has taken a back seat. Ryan also a little upset
today.
Means.
What does that mean?
I think he's trying to say stop being so focused on mentally challenged people and focus on maybe mental health care issues. Because I think
the same.
Kind of, I would imagine. But, you know, this is written out of passion, obviously,
yeah,
because he has a son who's affected by
passion and emotion, and this as well as should be.
Ryan said, Doug, I was listening to your show and someone asked something along the lines of why should the common man be able to own an assault rifle? He said, do I really need to remind them the common man fought for freedom from the British? God forbid we should ever have to defend ourselves from our own country one day with primitive weapons. I really don't understand why nobody gets this. John said, we've been talking to our kids all weekend about this, addressing their fears and helping them understand why it happened.
It'd be interesting knowing how old the first,
Yvonne.
Bit of input there from Yvonne, mm-hmm. as far as would she say they were 3 to 6, or how old were the children that she's got in her family?
She said that she doesn't think that kindergarten through third graders should have to deal with this. Now, I've heard that there are many schools. The people on my Facebook page have said there are schools that are addressing this in an age-appropriate way to different children. And I think you almost have to, because if not, you get this rumor and the gossip, and that would cause even more panic than just addressing it with your kids, I think. Mm-hmm.
Again, it's back to Richie's impacted me greatly with his stories about Sean, his son, and asking questions about, am I going to get shot if I go to the movies, or am I going to get shot if I go to the mall?
Yeah, it was just last week where the guy in the mall and, you know, the kids are watching the news and asking about it.
Yeah. Right. And your son's 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he's a second grader, third grader?
Third grader. He's right there where they, you know.
Right. And so not to have this be a part of what goes on at home, you need to react. In this circumstance, sometimes I think parents need to obviously act, but in some cases, kind of react. So only, I think I agree with Yvonne in that you wouldn't address this unless it obviously is on the child's mind and the child expresses himself or herself. And that boils down to having a good, strong relationship with your children from the very beginning, talking about these sorts of things if they come up. Yeah, I think there are some parents who try to be friends with their children first and not parents. Parents' job is to help deal with the tough issues of parenthood. And these are tough issues that I have not dealt with as a reality check on my own background. I grew up in a suburban community and was never exposed to any of this stuff. Even though I grew up on the farm and there were guns around and animals were shot and stuff like that. I mean, I went and learned how to shoot a gun when I was in high school. I've never thought of using a gun for anything inappropriate, and neither have either of my children, and neither has anybody else that I know. But I can tell you, I know people who have children, or I know people who are my age, who I wouldn't want to see with a gun. Frankly, they're completely off their, out of their minds. So it isn't, it's this kid at 20, it's somebody else at 16, it's somebody at 36, it's somebody at 56, it's somebody at 86. It is just a foregone conclusion. We have these conversations that we get down, we dig into the easiest way of getting ourselves out of it, because this makes us so uncomfortable. People today in this country are extraordinarily uncomfortable. And what a sad way to ruin what is the best time of the year for so many people. No, we're not going to, I mean, I don't want to say this, but maybe the best question here is at this point, how do we dig ourselves out of it without camouflaging this discussion and the issue and the problem between now and Christmas? That's a real soul searcher, I think. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Lunch is ready. and it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review of some of the hot news from the world of medicine. Good news for coffee drinkers, Ken, it looks like.
Doug, this is out of the American Journal of Epidemiology. Heavy coffee drinkers, those who drink more than 4 cups a day, they may actually cut their risk of dying from cancers of the mouth and throat by nearly a half. Yes, it is good news. Coffee contains hundreds of biologically active compounds. Many of them are now known to have anti-cancer properties. Most of this cancer of the mouth and throat, it's due to smoking or excess alcohol or even from oral sex passing these viruses. So I'm not yet recommending that everybody drink a lot of coffee, but it's just good to know that there are some benefits.
What about coffee enemas?
You're on your own there.
I love to throw Ken every once in a while one of those. There we go. All right. Chantix. Is that even how Chantix? It's a drug you hear advertised a lot, radio, television, all newspaper, magazine ads for this. What's the story?
Right. This doesn't make Chantix a bad drug. It's just something you need to know when doctors figure out whether they should prescribe something. They always decide, is the risk of prescribing it worse than the risk of not prescribing it? And the FDA gave us a little warning about the smoking cessation drug Chantix. It may increase the risk of cardiovascular events, Doug. There's a higher occurrence of major adverse cardiovascular events. These include death, heart attack, and stroke than with taking the drug than with placebo, and doctors need to weigh the risks of the drug against the benefits of its use because smoking is already a risk factor for heart disease.
All right. So as you are a noted cardiologist, a lot of the things that intrigue you are from the world of heart, circulatory issues, that sort of thing. Thus, perhaps the import of this next item about fainting. If you're healthy and you faint, that may mean you aren't healthy, I guess, right?
This is very important because sometimes people faint and they don't think much about it. This is out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, Doug. I'm glad you brought it up. And what was discovered is that one-time fainters, they're 74% more likely to eventually be admitted to the hospital for a heart attack or stroke, and five times more likely to need a pacemaker or an implantable cardioverted defibrillator at some point in the future. And this study suggests that even low-risk people who faint just need to be carefully evaluated by a physician.
All right, so another heart problem or risk for women who smoke.
This is out of Circulation, Arrhythmia, and Electrophysiology Medical Journal this week, that sudden cardiac death, Doug, it's responsible for up to 400,000 deaths outside of the hospital. It's a horrible problem. Every year it occurs in America, 400,000 people just suddenly drop down. And sudden cardiac death, it occurs when abnormal heart rhythms or arrhythmias cause the heart to stop pumping blood to the body. And women who are light or moderate smokers, we're talking about lighting up as little as once a day, still have an increased risk of sudden cardiac death. In this study, smoking just 1 to 14 cigarettes per day was associated with almost a twofold higher risk of sudden cardiac death compared to women who never smoked.
What a horrible reality, smoking and
people will tell you just one or two, oh, I barely smoke, but one here increased it dramatically, your risk of just dropping dead.
All right, fast-acting depression drugs, good, bad, and the reason I want you to pronounce neuropsychopharmacology.
And this time of year, it's counterintuitive. You think it's the happiest time of the year.
Right.
For many, it's the saddest. Time just doesn't meet expectations. And there is some hope here. This is out of the American College of Neuropsychopharmacology meeting this week, or the Neuropsychopharmacology Medical Journal. It was also published in this week. This is an experimental antidepressant drug. It targets the brain in a different way than anything that else is out there. It appears to act both fast and last long. It's so new that the drug doesn't have yet a name. It still goes by some letters, GLYX-13. And so far, it's only given in an intravenous form. We're hoping that it'll soon be available in an oral form. It was given to those who had not responded to other antidepressants. But the good news is it begins to work within hours, and a single dose lasted about a week. And this is so important, Doug, because current medications for depression, they all take about 6 to 8 weeks for the full effect and at least 3 to 4 weeks to start working for most people. And you've heard the calls we get on the weekends from people who are depressed, that are near hurting themselves. You want something ideally that works really quick so you can avoid a death.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.